News, laws, and regulations are changing by the day. We get it. And at ADP, we're here to help guide you with up-to-the-minute compliance expertise so you can pay your people accurately and on time, regardless of what each new day may bring. Learn more at ADP.com.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, December 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. 2020 has been rough on a lot of people, particularly the class of 2020. Recent college graduates spent most of their senior year preparing to enter one of the strongest job markets in recent memory. Then the pandemic changed everything.
When many of the class of 2020 were graduating from college, unemployment for 20 to 24-year-olds was above 20%. And that's compared with the low teens for all age groups. So they actually suffered more than the broader population.
Coming up, we'll hear from Personal Journal news editor Ellen Byron with more on this, and a recent graduate will discuss how his employment track was upended when his college abruptly sent everyone home last spring. That's after the break.
News, laws, and regulations are changing by the day. We get it. It's hard to stay on top of it all. That's why ADP is here to guide you with up-to-the-minute compliance expertise to help you navigate these complex times so you can pay your people accurately and on time, regardless of changes in legislation. When you rely on us for payroll and HR, you're trusting us to help you take care of your people. It's what we've been doing for over 70 years, and that's not about to change. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people.
Finding a job upon graduating from college is a milestone nearly every student hopes to achieve. But for people who graduated last spring, many of their plans for joining the workforce were short-circuited by the pandemic. Ellen Byron, news editor of our Personal Journal section, has been talking to some of them, and she joins us now. Ellen, thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, the hammer came down pretty quickly on this group. There was no way college seniors could have prepared for the collapse of the job market this year, was there?
I can't see a way, and that was what really drew us to telling their story. In the newsroom, we like to say that sometimes a number begs a story. And when we looked at the experience of the class of 2020, they were primed when they started their senior year to enter one of the most robust job markets in history. In the fall of 2019, the U.S. unemployment rate was at a 50-year low. And then by the time they graduated, they faced one of the most challenging job markets for young people in decades.
Yeah, let's talk about those challenges. What do the numbers from the Labor Department say about unemployment among that group?
Well, this spring, when many of the class of 2020 were graduating from college, unemployment for 20 to 24-year-olds was above 20%. And that's compared with the low teens for all age groups. So they actually suffered more than the broader population. And then about 25% of employers said they closed open positions or they took back offers made in the spring to graduating students because of the pandemic. And that's according to a survey by Michigan State University.
Now, all of this was a shock when it came to employment plans, but I imagine there has to have been an even broader effect on their lives.
So many people are examining this. Consumer product makers are watching this. Psychologists are watching this. Economists are watching this. Because that delay in a series of life milestones is expected to have a lasting effect. So some of those life milestones are landing that entry-level job, moving away from home, achieving financial independence, and also how risk-averse will they be? All of these things could have lasting implications for how they handle their finances, their health, their life path. And so there's a lot of questions surrounding how this will play out for, you know, a generation. Not since the Great Depression have so many young adults lived with their parents. In July, 52% of young adults aged 18 to 29 years old lived with one or both of their parents. And that passes the previous peak in 1940. And that's according to data from the Pew Research Center. That is really accelerating this decades-long trend that the number and share of young adults living with their parents has grown sharply. But we particularly saw that between February and July. And that's across all major racial and ethnic groups, men and women, metropolitan and rural residents. And that's in all four main U.S. census regions. So this is across the board, young people are living with their parents.
One recent graduate whose plans were derailed by the pandemic is DeAndre King. He's 22 and lives with his family in Queens, New York. He graduated from Lawrence University in Wisconsin last spring, and he joins us now. DeAndre, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
So take us through the experience of last fall and then coming into the spring. What did the job market look like during the first half of your senior year compared to when you then had to move home to finish out your last semester?
Well, during my fall semester, I was coming off of a internship that previous summer, and I had a few ideas of where I wanted to really apply to. And I was applying for a lot of software engineering companies, more specifically within the music industry. And there was a lot of buzz around different companies. And, you know, I was very excited to apply to the ones that I could have. And the biggest thing for me was finishing up my senior year strong so that my application looked healthy enough to be competitive for some of these companies. But towards the end of winter term, that's when the pandemic hit. I was in the final rounds for this one company, and things were looking really good. But once the pandemic hit, there was the hiring freeze. So unfortunately, things fell out with that opportunity. So there were a lot of things that were up in the air.
So in March, you, like millions of other students, were told to just pack up and finish out the rest of the academic year at home. What was that like?
The biggest thing for me was completing my computer science major. Towards the end of winter term, I had to complete my senior project, which was I was working on between the fall and winter term. But with everything happening, there was a lot that I had to juggle at the time. So everything going virtual, I was worried about the space that I would have, you know, basically my academic space. An academic environment. So that was definitely one concern I had. But also another aspect of my career that I was more so worried about was I know during the spring term, there's a lot of workshops and a lot of different companies come and visit the campus to do springtime hiring or just like job fairs. And with that not happening anymore, I was, you know, and then me losing the company that I was interviewing for, I was, you know, very down.
How did you restart your job search efforts?
For me, there were two options. There were to either doing what I needed to do in terms of finishing up strong was a given for me. But the next step after that, there were two ways. There was either going on to grad school or using that time after graduation to build up my programming and technical skills to be more competitive for companies. And what I ultimately chose was the latter. I applied for around 200 jobs. Some of these applications were for different positions within the same company, but I was making sure I set up my Google Calendar I was putting in 40 hours a week. As soon as I wake up, I would always have an hour session with one of the career service advisors from my university in terms of helping me strategize and guide myself in which companies to apply for, how to tune up my resume, being able to hone my story in terms of what my experience has been like at the university and my professional experiences.
Wow, 40 hours a week. That's a lot.
Yeah, one of my mentors had mentioned to me that during this time, I need to make finding a job my full-time job.
Was it a tough adjustment to do all this from home?
It wasn't anything that I could have imagined or prepared for. But, you know, with everything happening, I had to adjust. And every week, as much as I tried to stay consistent with setting a schedule, it always shifted, right? From the time that I came back home in March to finish up my spring term. So I have three other siblings. So I'm the second to last of all the siblings. And then I have my two parents and, you know, I had my two older brothers working from home as well. My sister, she was ending her high school career and preparing for her first semester of college. And the same thing was for me in terms of finishing up my spring term of college and then transitioning into, you know, looking for a job. And I shared a room with my second eldest brother at first, and once everything hit, he turned the room into his workspace in terms of having meetings, having his team meetings, having his calls, You know, and it became, you know, difficult to try and focus and study in the same room. So then I had to move to the basement, like picked up one of the picnic foldable tables. I set it up against the wall in one of the rooms downstairs. And that's where I did my classes. That's where I did my interviews. And that's where I spent most of my time throughout the day. But the room down there didn't have, you know, windows. It was it had like one light in there and things like that. And there was also, you know, that area, that room held the water meter. Right. So like there are certain times throughout interviewing, I would have to position myself to where that didn't show in the background of like the Zoom calls.
So DeAndre, how are things going now?
Things are going really well. I've been fortunate to start my career at Bloomberg as a software quality assurance engineer. And fortunately, from day one, I've had an amazing training program. I have amazing team meetings. And for everybody from my coworkers to my manager to, you know, just the different training sessions that we have, it's been very upbeat. It's been very encouraging and it's been very accommodating to the time, you know, considering everything else. So, you know, I've been at Bloomberg for about a month and a few days now, and I can't, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better start.
Well, that's good news indeed. That's recent graduate DeAndre King. So, you know, Ellen, DeAndre put in a lot of work, but he's one of the lucky ones. You spoke with other young people in fields that have not seen as much growth as tech. How they had to adapt?
We saw it play out in a few ways. I spoke to one graduate who thought he was going to go into finance, and he had done the finance internship. He had been applying for finance jobs. He had, you know, done ambitious work as a finance major, and he ended up shifting gears and going and getting a graduate degree in education. Because of the pandemic happening in his spring term, it really affected the jobs that he was pursuing and applying for. And then being home and having long conversations with his mom and his brother, who was a high school senior at the time, made him really look at what he wanted out of his path. And he decided that pursuing a master's of education was the right choice for him right now. And so that's certainly one direction. Another young woman I spoke to who just graduated from Arizona State University, she's been a competitive swimmer since she was six. She always had a plan, a schedule, goals that she worked for. And she thought she was going to be swimming this summer, possibly competing in the 2020 Olympic Games. However, everything got canceled. Her pools closed, the gym closed. She had to find a very different path and work hard to find a job related to her communications major, which she ultimately did. But it has meant, you know, scrambling for training times and scrambling when one internship ended, trying to find the next job. And all the while, the scheduling of the next Olympics right now for the next summer still hangs in the balance.
Now, Ellen, you mentioned the student who pursued a graduate degree. And for people who want to go back to school for an advanced degree, what's different this time around?
I called a number of graduate schools, actually, and spoke to deans who said this is different than even the 2008 financial crisis, that they are seeing more applications than before. So definitely there's more interest in pursuing grad school if the job search isn't working out. And it is fueled in part by a lousy job market. But one dean I spoke to said that there seem to be other forces at play. One is social activism among young people, and that would be both racial injustice, politics, and that has influenced enrollment in public administration, social work, criminal justice programs. And he was talking about how the national conversation is moving awareness of these areas in very significant ways. And so that tells me that broader forces at play, even beyond unemployment, is pushing more young people into graduate school as well.
All right, that's Personal Journal news editor Ellen Byron. Ellen, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, it's my pleasure.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.